Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. Every time it comes in the mail, I get excited. My kids get excited talking about Magic Spoon, the cereal that I love. I even invested in the company. Magic Spoon is healthy, delicious, tasty cereal. It tastes like all the stuff you used to eat as a kid that you would never let your kids eat today, but you can eat Magic Spoon because it's not terrible for you. Magic Spoon cereal has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, only 140 calories in every serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box of their favorite combinations: chocolate, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/dailydad. Use the code DAILYDAD to save $5. And thank you to Magic Spoon for not only sponsoring this episode, but filling my belly with many delicious bowls of your delightful cereal. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday, and welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Dad Podcast. I was tucking my oldest in to bed last night, and we usually read a couple books, and then he likes to watch a little video. We watched the video together, and we were talking about it, and as he's sort of drifting off, he says, "Dad, are you afraid to die?" And I was like, whoa, okay, that's, you know, I don't know if I'd rather be asked the sex question or that question, but it's not the question I was hoping to ask when he's supposed to be falling asleep. And it's just such a not mortifying, it's such a sobering topic to talk about to someone who's so young. He's not even six. Sort of like, where did that come from? What are you thinking about? But I had to obviously engage with it. And contrary to what you might think, given what I've written about, given the Stoics, given the Memento Mori stuff, I don't try to talk to my kids about this stuff all the time, because they're very young and they don't need that. I mean, death on a farm where we live is more ever present than in the rest of the world, in the rest of the sort of modern world. And we do have the conversations, but it's, you know, not something we talk about all the time. So for my son to go, "Dad, are you afraid to die?" I was just, whoa, record scratch question. And I said, "No, I'm not afraid. It's not a scary thing. It's just something that I don't want to happen, because I love you so much, and I love your brother so much, and I love your mom so much, and I love our life, my work so much. I wouldn't want that to happen. But of course, if it did happen or it had to happen, then it would be what it would be." And I said, are you afraid? Is it something that you're afraid of?" And he said, "No, I'm not afraid." And I said, "Well, good. That's very brave. You're brave." And I said, But you like being alive, right? You wouldn't want to." And he said, "Well, yeah, of course. I would miss videos, and I would miss Minecraft." You know, did not say anything about me or his mom or any of those things, but he would miss not being able to play Minecraft. And I said, "Good. Those are good things to live for. I'm glad you enjoy them." And then I said, "Okay, go to sleep." And I sort of laid there, and I mean, just one of my absolute favorite things in the whole world is just listening to my kids fall asleep next to me. He's sort of resting on me as he does, and like 10 minutes go by. I think he's asleep. I go to move a little bit, and he's kind of awake still. And he says, "Dad, I love you." And when your kids do that, it just melts your whole heart. Like, just the unsolicited expression of affection, and he's kind of doing it in this stupor. So he's not trying to do it to get anything out of me. He just really means it. I was, "Oh man, I love that so much." And I said, I love you too so much, buddy. You're the most important thing in the world to me." And he said, "Is that why you're afraid to die?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess kinda." And then he drifted off into sleep. And it was just this, you know, touching moment. You know, having kids is so hard and chaotic and overwhelming, and you're never sure if you're doing a good enough job, and stressful, and, you know, all the things that it is. And then there's just some of those moments where it just, you know, it just opens you right up. It just gets you right there. And that was just, you know, one of those moments. But I think I've talked about this before. There is this Marcus Aurelius thing. He says, as you tuck your child in at night, and he gets this from Epictetus. He says, as you tuck your child in at night, say to yourself, they will not make it to the morning, or they may not make it to the morning. And there's a morbidness to that. There's a, you know, it's kind of scary also. And I don't think Marcus was doing it because, as far as we understand, at least 6, perhaps 7 of his children don't survive into adulthood. Some of them die quite young. I don't think he's, you know, he's not trying to, like, it's not this Buddhist idea of, like, attachment is the enemy of happiness. I think he's, it's the opposite of that. It's that, how many bedtimes do you get with your kids? And when will the last one be? In Austin, we have not one winter, but we say 3 winters. There is winter, and then false spring, and then second winter, and then second false spring, and then third winter, and then finally spring happens. Usually happens right around now, but it can be very deceptive. But now that spring is finally here, I get to spend more time outside, which is what actually makes me happy. And I'm excited to see what my friends at Bespoke Post have in store for me. Whether you're out taming the wilderness or taking your home bar or your barbecue to pro level heights, Bespoke Post sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, the Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. You can check out their retreat box. It comes with a hammock to hang in the backyard and relax, and a million ones like that. I got this cool knife that I use when I'm out on my property. To get started, you can take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. And they release new boxes every month across a bunch of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45 and has over $70 of gear inside. But you can get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code DAILYDAD at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Enter code DAILYDAD for 20% off your first box. And so to me, the Stoic part of Memento Mori is precisely that. That, like, imagine if I'd rushed bedtime. To do what? To watch, you know, the new Gilded Age show or whatever that I was watching on HBO, or to answer emails, or to work out in the gym. Sometimes I feel like, it's like I want to get my workout in before it's too late. But it's like I'm rushing away from my kids sleeping on my shoulder, telling me that they love me, asking me about this thing that they're clearly, he's afraid, clearly something got in his head about, and he's a little scared. And I'm going to miss that to do what? Some bullshit? I mean, it's crazy. But that's what we do. And we do it because we tell ourselves that we have an unlimited amount of bedtimes, that we can afford to press fast forward on this. But what you're pressing fast forward on is this essential, meaningful, amazing thing. And so I just try to remind myself at bedtime that this is it, man. This is what, you know, Marcus Aurelius says, are you afraid of death? Because you won't be able to do this anymore. And his point was that a lot of the things that we do are awful and unpleasant and annoying. You know, are you afraid of death because you don't want to sit in traffic anymore? Are you afraid of death because you don't want to, you won't be able to stuff your face at a buffet anymore or do your taxes anymore? No. Are you afraid of death because you love your children so much and you love when they hug you and tell you these things? That's at least a good reason, right? I don't think the Stoics would say you should be afraid, but you know what's important to you, and don't rush away. Don't rush through the thing that is important to you. Slow down. Be there for it. Soak it in. Appreciate it. Because it's a wonderful, magical, important thing, and you'll only get so many of them. My son will only let me do this so many times, and then my youngest will only let me do it so many times. And then fate can also intervene, right? I could get a diagnosis tomorrow. I could get hit by a car tomorrow, right? You never know. And so to rush through it is the most selfish, arrogant, stupid, short-sighted thing in the whole world. When you sit on that deathbed and you are thinking about what you would give to get, like what you would give and what you would want to get, like you're going to be thinking, I wish I could do that again. I wish I could go back to when they were 4. I wish I could go back to when they were 13. I wish I could go back to any, you're going to wish you went back to the exact thing that you're rushing towards. Because it was so wonderful and magical and it was there and you took it for granted. And don't do that. Anyways, that's the note that I wanted to pass along today just because I was thinking about it. And I guess the other thing is, as far as fear of death, no one wants to lose their children. No one wants to lose their life. But there's some Stoic thinking on this too. Lucretius, the philosopher slash poet, he talks about how when you die, he says, never again will you be able to kneel down in the hallway as your children race each other to smother you with hugs and kisses, right? You know, you come home from a trip, come home from a day at the office, you surprise them at school or daycare, whatever it is, the airport when they're older, coming over from college, and they just run towards you and they leap in your arms. You know, I think it does fill me with a little bit of fear and dread. I'll never be able to do that again. That someone else might be doing it instead of me. How unfair or sad or painful that would be to know. And then no, he catches himself. He says, but you will feel nothing about this because you will not exist. And that's the idea that, look, at the religious level, you know, you believe in an afterlife, well then, you know, it's not sad. You'll be able to experience it or see it or, you know, whatever the different thing you believe is. But let's say you don't. Let's say you believe this life is all that there is. Well, then that also means the cessation of that feeling you fear or dread or feel sad about. You won't know what you're missing, just as you don't know what happened before you were alive. Did you miss your kids before they were born? No, you didn't. Didn't occur to you. Did you miss the things that happened before you existed? No, you didn't, because you didn't exist. Do you feel bad about something in 100 or 200 or 300 years that you won't witness? No, you don't think about it, because it was never yours to experience. And I know this is drifting a little bit far from what we talk about here at Daily Dad, but it's just a thought that death isn't something to be afraid of. One, because it's something we don't control. Two, because it solves most of our problems with itself, right? It is the cessation of worrying and fear and dread and pain and all the things that, you know, you sometimes worry about in advance. But three, but what is in our control, what is important, what you should think about is what's in front of you right now, which is your kids. You think about having more time with your kids, how you would want anything to cut that short. And yet all of us cut it short being distracted, by rushing through it, by taking it for granted. So if you want more time with your kids, if you want to live longer with your kids, why don't you focus now on this present moment? Focus on bedtime tonight. Focus on this conversation now. Focus on being with them while you are with them, because that's all that you can do. And it's more than enough, right? This moment that I had the other night was wonderful, beyond wonderful. And I'll cherish it forever, no matter what happens. And I just thought I'd share that. I hope this doesn't depress you. I hope it's actually a sort of clarifying, sobering, and perhaps prioritizing little message for this weekend. And I wish you all the best. Memento mori, as we say over at Daily Stoic, or as we say at Daily Dad, tempus fugit. That's my challenge coin. All time is quality time. That grow up so fast. Don't waste it. Don't rush through it. Be here for it while it's here. Check that out in the Daily Dad store. But most of all, just spend some time with your kids today. Talk to you soon. Hey, thanks for listening to the Daily Dad podcast. You can get this via email every day as well at dailydad.com. Please leave us a review in iTunes. And most importantly, if you know any dads or parents who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.